The World This Week. Politics.
An earthquake and tsunami struck the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, causing widespread destruction in and around the city of Palu. The death toll stands at more than 1,400 and rising. Damaged roads and bridges have hampered emergency crews. Some affected areas remain cut off.
Rosmah Mansour, the jewellery-loving wife of Malaysia's former Prime Minister, Najib Razak, was charged with money laundering. She and Mr. Najib are both being investigated in connection with the disappearance of billions of dollars from a government investment fund.
Denny Tamaki, the son of a Japanese woman and an American Marine, was elected governor of the Japanese island of Okinawa. He wants an American airbase on the island to be closed instead of moved, as the central government proposes.
Osaka cut its 60-year sister city relationship with San Francisco over a statue honouring comfort women in the Californian city's Chinatown. Successive Japanese governments have minimised the scale of sex slavery in Japanese military brothels during the Second World War and offered half-hearted apologies for it.
A Chinese destroyer sailed within 40 metres of an American warship in a disputed area of the South China Sea. The American vessel was performing a freedom of navigation operation near reefs claimed by China. America's Navy said the Chinese manoeuvre was unsafe and unprofessional.
A court in northern China sentenced a former deputy chief of the country's securities regulator, Yao Gung, to 18 years in prison for taking bribes valued at 69 million yuan, that's $10 million, and insider trading.
Fan Bingbing, a Chinese film star whose credits include Iron Man 3 and Despicable Me 3, was fined 883 million yuan, that's $129 million, for tax evasion. China is cracking down on celebrities for allegedly misstating their earnings. Ms. Fan had been secretly detained since July.
Theresa May, Britain's Prime Minister, danced to the lectern at the Conservative Party conference. She claimed that a decade of austerity could soon be over, took a swipe at the Labour Party, and warned hardline Brexiteers that if they vote against her Chequers Brexit plan, we risk ending up with no Brexit at all. Mrs. May has been dogged by speculation of a leadership challenge. Boris Johnson, her biggest rival, urged the party to chuck Chequers.
Italy placed itself on a collision course with the European Commission by proposing a budget deficit of 2.4% for next year. Since economic growth is anemic, this will result in a further increase in Italy's already huge debt stock as a proportion of GDP.